When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
About Herr Beethoven have made me very anxious to hear some of his music. I've even gone so far as to get up as early as this to come and listen to his trios.
Well, I know him very little, but I can tell you this. His manners are rather rough and ready, and he isn't very careful about his appearance.
But the other morning I listened to him improvising on the piano for over an hour. Absolutely divine. People say that he's terribly proud.
Oh, his motto must be, the first place or nowhere at all.
But that's exactly what he says. When I asked him what he thought about Mozart, he replied, in a monarchy, you know who the king is.
And didn't he say to someone who was congratulating him, ever since childhood, it has been my intention to do great things.
No, his childhood wasn't very gay, was it, Count Waldstein?
If I tell you a few details about his childhood, they'll be enough to give you a general picture. Ludwig was born at Bonn, where his father was court musician. At 4 years old, the child was seated in front of a piano and made to work at it. Really to work at it. When he was 8 years old, the young musician gave his first concert. And when he was 11, he took an examination to try and gain admission into the court orchestra. He passed this examination and acquitted himself so well afterwards that the Prince Elector gave him a yearly allowance of 100 thalers and sent him to the finest teachers. Then he took him as his personal pianist, and now Ludwig accompanies the prince wherever he goes.
Oh, I don't think that sounds a very unhappy life, Count. It certainly doesn't explain his moodiness.
You mustn't forget all the work that has gone into bringing him to his present position. It's true that he's extraordinarily gifted, but being gifted isn't everything, and he's had to work extremely hard. You never know, perhaps he wanted to play with the other boys when he was little. Then when his father took to drinking, there was nothing but disorder and poverty at home. Not very pleasant for a boy accustomed to the wealth and distinction of court life. Enough to turn anyone bitter, in fact.
Didn't he spend a lot of time with the Breunings?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact. That's where I met him. He says that the only happy moments of his childhood were those spent with Frau von Breuning and her children. Frau von Breuning is a gentle, charming, and cultivated woman. And when Ludwig's mother died, she took her place entirely. She gave him a certain amount of culture and was very understanding when he had his moods and fits of anger.
Ah, even at that age, he was very proud then.
Beethoven was born to be a conqueror. He knows he's a genius, and that because he's a genius, he must prevail. His background was only modest, and so he's got to make us, the great ones, bend before him. For in his eyes, our only merit is the very slender one of birth.
And his ideas aren't going to be changed by Prince Lichnowsky, who's been looking after him and spoiling him for the past year or so.
Are you pleased with my composition, Master?
Oh,
Ludwig, you do nothing like anyone else. I've taught you the rules of musical architecture, but you treat them in your own way.
If what I write isn't according to the rules, then it's against the rules, that's all.
Oh, yes. You'll never sacrifice a beautiful idea to a tyrannical law. And you're right. You're like a man with several heads and several hearts. There'll always be strange and unexpected things in your music. For you yourself are strange and unexpected, as well as being somber.
Master, the men who rise above others are those who rely on power. And that's what I rely on, power.
I understand that you have great admiration for that young French general who was making a name for himself.
Bonaparte. He and I are made of the same stuff. He's fighting for his people's freedom. Music is my freedom, and I must fight for it alone. But I haven't yet accomplished any of the things of which I'm capable. Look at Bonaparte. He's the same age as I am, and see what he's done.
Oh, well, perhaps one can learn to win a battle more quickly than one can learn to write a symphony.
Oh, if I knew as much about strategy as I know about counterpoint, I'd beat him.
Anything so beautiful for a long time.
Oh, this music is absolutely heavenly.
A moonlit night in the country.
Who are you dedicating it to, Master?
Who's he dedicating it to? What a question to ask. Can't you see how Juliet is blushing?
Your Highness, could I have a few words with you in private?
Of course you can. Come this way.
Julietta, you're a sly one. I'd like to bet he's going to ask you to marry him. That fella never does anything like anybody else.
Well, I think that he's in love with me and that he'd like to marry me.
But are you in love with him?
Well, I don't know. He's generous, sensitive and cultivated, but he's so ugly and he's terribly touchy. Reese, you should know him better than anybody else. You've been his favorite pupil for years now.
Heavens, don't ask me what he's like.
If anybody makes a noise while he's giving me my music lesson, he gets up suddenly and throws all the books on the floor.
Oh? You're only 16 years old, and he's 30 already.
What'll you do?
I'll do what my father tells me to do. But I think I prefer Count Gallenberg. He dances so well.
Beethoven's coming back. He looks in a bad mood.
I should have expected it, Reese. The only thing that counts with these people is nobility. A fine-sounding title is worth all the talent in the world, all the hard work, and even all the glory. Oh, I'd have worked 1,000 times harder to gild the ground beneath her feet. Julietta, my little flame. Nature is bursting with joy today. Why can't I give my soul to the joyful things in this world?
I'm glad I've met you.
Now, is it about Ludwig? Has something happened?
Count Giocardi has just refused to allow him to marry his daughter.
Oh, poor fellow. Oh, that on top of everything else he's gone through on account of his...
You mean his deafness?
Yes. For years now he's been going through hell because of it. He's kept it a secret from everyone, hoping that it will be cured in time.
What do you think about it, Doctor?
Well, I've advised him to try several courses of treatment. He's got his eyes open for any new remedy that appears, but I'm afraid...
Let's go to his house. We ought not to leave him alone.
Yes, that's true. Tell me something. You always go with him when he's visiting people. Hasn't anybody noticed that there's something wrong with his hearing?
Well, he's so absent-minded, you know. And if he says or does anything queer, or if he doesn't reply when somebody asks him a question, it's put down to absent-mindedness. When he's sitting at his piano, he lives in a world of his own. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters.
Ah, Here we are at his house. Ludwig! Ludwig! No reply. Let's go in. Oh, what a mess. Stuff everywhere.
Where can he be?
Ah, here's a note. He's left for Heiligenstadt.
Hope is falling away from me, just as the leaves fall from the trees in autumn. Since childhood, my mind and my heart have known the generous impulses of goodness. But for a number of years now, I have struggled against a complaint which will certainly take a long time to cure, and which may even be incurable. I am obliged to cut myself off from men and resign myself to a solitary life. Were it not for my art, I would put an end to my days. But it is impossible for me to leave this world before accomplishing everything with which I feel I have been entrusted. If any man should one day read these words, a man oppressed with the same burdens as I am, let him take courage from the example of one who struggled for admission into the ranks of artists and the elite in the face of overwhelming difficulties. Oh, Providence, let me experience one day of joy. Only one day.
I'm very pleased to see you back, Ludwig. You shut yourself off from people even longer this time.
I've been meditating. I've read Plutarch. I've learnt resignation from him.
Resignation? You resigned?
Yes, but I've decided to stand up against the evil fate which is forever pursuing me. I'll drive my fist into destiny's ugly maw.
Ah, Ludwig, I recognize you now. The fighter in you is not going to give in.
To begin with, I'll make a public announcement about my deafness. I don't want it to be a secret any longer.
I think you're very wise. It's the only way to stop any tittle-tattle. And at the same time, it'll show that your music's entirely independent. Have you been doing a lot of work?
Some string quartets and some sonatas. But I've more work commissioned than I can keep up with. People don't bargain with me any longer. I state my price, and it's accepted without question. If I've got a friend who needs some help, and I haven't enough money at the time to do anything about it, all I've got to do is to settle down to work for a bit, and he's out of the wood in no time.
And yourself? What about your big works?
My second symphony's finished, and I've sketched out the third. The Eroica.
A messenger from the Archduke Rudolf came this morning.
Ah, Rudolf. I've been neglecting him a bit lately, but he understands me very well. I'll dedicate my best works to him. The Emperor's brother is my best friend.
You start with an idea, a what if. Then you populate this idea with characters. Heroic, cowardly, dramatic, humorous, scheming, clueless, as many as you want. Then you stir them briskly in a plot that turns this way and that until a satisfying ending is achieved. You've just written an audio drama. The challenge is, can you write one and finish it before the end of February? That's the challenge of National Audio Drama Script Writing Month, so get busy. For details, go online to sonicsociety.org/NADSRAM. That's N for National, A for Audio, D for Drama, S for Script, WRI for Writing, and M for Month. Don't ask me why writing is represented with three letters. I didn't come up with it. But maybe I could write an audio drama explaining why.